This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He said the government is continuously working on increasing the income of farmers and reducing expenditure on farming. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strengths as the foundation of the nation's progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं। मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए, मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए, मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said last year India recorded its highest ever food grain production. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025. The bill aims to further amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. The presiding officer, Sandhya Rai, tried to run the 0 hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision issue. Amid the ruckus, the presiding officer adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the house assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh appealed to the opposition members to allow the house to function. As the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing nominations for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of vice president can be filed till the 21st of this month, and election will be held on the 9th of September. As per the notification, scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 22nd of August, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature will be the 25th of this month. Counting of votes will be held on 9th September. The Supreme Court has dismissed the plea filed by Justice Yashwant Verma, challenging the findings of the three-member in-house inquiry committee that recommended his removal. A bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and A.G. Massey, which had reserved its verdict last week, said that Justice Verma's plea was not maintainable as he could not challenge the findings of the in-house inquiry committee after having participated in the process. In Jammu and Kashmir, three Central Reserve Police Force personnel were killed and 15 injured when a vehicle carrying them skidded off the road and rolled down into a nala in Udhampur district today. The incident took place in the Kandwa area when the personnel were returning from an operation in Basantgarh. The vehicle was carrying 23 personnel. More details are awaited. In Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered the third day today in the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Tharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district. A total of 518 personnel from the Army, Police, NDRF, SDRF, ITBP and the Civil Administration are actively engaged in rescue efforts, while 814 additional personnel are on standby for relief support. With clear weather conditions since this morning, aerial rescue operations have picked up pace. Over 50 individuals are reported missing in the disaster. Among them are one JCO and 8 soldiers from the Indian Army. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade. Barring media, selling was seen across all sectors. Sensex dipped 453 points to 80,091 and Nifty slipped 154 points to 24,421 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.